Pommes de terre. Pomplemousse, pommes de terre. Pommes de terre. Pomplemousse. Je m'appelle Owen. Oui. Oui. Bonjour. Bonjour, le pomplemousse. I hear the gravy train are coming. It's coming around the bend. Yes, today is called Davy Hogg and the Cop Who Did His Job. Slow mode on, says Cottington Bear. BB, my dude. Hi, everybody. Daily Gravy. Yeah, so this is an interesting little piece of history that has been attempted to be memory-holed. And tomorrow we have on Mike Williams from Sage of Quay. And he's done a lot of work in the Paul is Dead conspiracy and all this stuff. But one thing I really like about Mike that I've enjoyed is his calm demeanor and how he doesn't engage in drama. And I've actually learned a lot from him about that. And I'm also fortunate and grateful that he introduced me to Ali Damagard. And I used to think that people couldn't predict these hoax shooting events and whatnot. But they can. Ali has predicted like 15. That's why he's banned everywhere. He's like, he's more banned than me. It's, but he's really peaceful and happy. He's not like a rage porn guy. And he has all the documents that Alex Jones claims to have. The documents. And beautiful piano last night. Oh yeah, last night was a fun one. I enjoyed that one. I was listening to last night's piano jam. Good afternoon, Bears. David Hogg got... Oh, that is uncomfortable. So, what was I talking about? He has all the conspiracy evidence to every major event at one website called lightonconspiracies.com, where he has like 3 terabytes of like archive material for anyone to see. And it's like fascinating. And we're going to get into the Land of Park shooting. And he's broken stuff down that I can't believe I didn't see. And he's just this, like, Danish guy living in Spain. Real peaceful guy. I don't like his New Age mentality, but I understand why he's like that. He faces so much rage and fear that he just doesn't feel any of it anymore. It's pretty fascinating. Yeah, I've been listening to Sage for, like, 5 years. Nice dude, Paul, heavy. As of late. Yeah, we're going to have him on tomorrow. He's just real calming. I don't listen to the rage conspiracy porn anymore. Alex. Oh, Rogan pumps. Yeah, Joe Rogan yesterday, I didn't listen, but one of the clips that popped up on my YouTube was he was talking to Robert Downey Jr. about how you couldn't make Tropic Thunder now. And he was like, you know, you couldn't make that now with this politically correct environment. Yeah, Joe. Yeah, you're not allowed to do blackface anymore. Joe Rogan is the same clown, the same disgrace of a man. Midget, anal, sodomite. Who told me on his show that I should run my tweets past him because I should not make fun of Sean King. Sean King, as we all know, is a white man pretending to be a black man. Oh yeah, Oli is an LG. He has 30 years of evidence. Oh, thanks for the lemons, by the way. I'll show you some good news in a second. Of evidence in one place. It's called lightonconspiracies.com. Check it out. It's like anything you want to know about any of the shootings, 9/11, any of it, assassinations. It's crazy. Where do I find Oli? Oh, he's anywhere. But it's also dark. I'm not saying like. Go on benders. It'll shatter your worldview if you don't have a nice, calm demeanor. But if you want to find out, like let's say, like today I'm going to talk a little bit about the Land of Park shooting in Florida. And if you want to follow up any of my streams and go, like, look at all the evidence, it's all right there, like all of it. So that's just a resource I wanted to share with everybody. But again, stay out of the dark. That's like a big message that I think people need to do because you can become addicted to conspiracy porn. And it's about growth. Oh, I forgot to send myself this one image. I'm going to send it to myself right now because it's very inspiring. And morale is everything, guys. Oh, you want to just see something really beautiful? Like, this is my day yesterday. Where is it? George has his new calling in life. And I got to tell you a funny story about this. The baby boomer duck's like, eh. Like, George just likes chasing the alpacas now. It's really funny. No Globe Bear just says, don't watch conspiracies. So you're now in a timeout because of you're just retarded. Your name is No Globe Bear and you said don't watch conspiracies. No, my point is don't go into like that dark place. Have fun with it. Laugh at it. And I'm going to talk about why I think I have so much insight into they, like the elites, the parasitic class. It has to do with women. And I'll tell some of those stories. It may make some gamma spiral, but that's fine. We'll get to that in a little bit. Because I do have a lot of insights into how they act. Amy has good camera work. Yeah, she's just having a jolly good time. Also, unauthorized.tv, as always, subscribe. Subscribe here. It's a great way to support the channel. Unbearablesmerchandise.com if you want to buy some cool stuff. We have a new, this isn't it, but it's we have stuff that looks like this now. It says Logos Rising on it. And I believe Dr. E. Michael Jones's book, Logos Rising, is out now. So check that out. I haven't gotten to read it yet, but I'm sure it's awesome. Someone sent me this. My buddy sent me this yesterday. It's so true. Look at this. What a seed can do. And this is a real picture. You see this in nature all the time. There's a tree grew through a rock. And it's like, this is my morning. This is my wife and son planting seeds. Like we're already starting to plant seeds because we have a greenhouse and we grow a lot inside. And thanks to a lot of you guys have sent me a lot of seeds. Some of the seeds, we don't even know what they are. So they're like mystery seeds. But this is what we've been doing all morning. Because seeds, and I'm a gun owner, guys. I'm stocked up on bullets. But seeds are better than bullets. They just take longer, but I mean, a gun can't do that to that rock. If you can grow your food and you can enjoy the process, you will see so much about the world we live in that. Yes, just have fun with it. My best bud sent me a funny picture of what my family will look like as flat E. It's funny. Yeah, have fun with it. Hey to BB and the Bears here from VA. What's up, VA? Prayers going out to Virginia and their militia that are doing their thing. And it's not scary. It's just what militias do. And thank God for American militias. And they just stand their ground. And I hope, this is according to the media. So I never trust anything from the media. But I hear there is some squabble between the militia and the man. And so, you know, prayers and love to those guys, and I'm sure they're doing a great job. Well, a cool picture of tree. Are you germinating inside or just planting seeds and germinating in the ground? We germinate inside. Mystery seeds were the best back when we had cannabis. Super fun to see what came out. Yeah, mystery seeds are going to be fun. Heirloom are the best, definitely. Seeds better than bullets, better than no bullets. Perfect. Yeah, bullets are better than no bullets, but seeds are better than bullets. Seeds, seeds, seeds. Grow, grow, grow. All right, let's look at some other stuff here. I got some gravy for you guys. So, oh, and also, really good news about DLive. I just cracked the top 50 for most followers. I'm now 49th. They gave me a grade of A+, and I just broke 1 million lemons, which I'm not quite sure exactly what that means, but I have converted some lemons into an ability to spread resources to people that diligently help me and have loyalty, like Coddington Bear and the crew. And also, I turned it into two more goats. I have two more goats named Aurora and Cheyenne. They're really sweet. I might have a goat problem, but that I don't think it's a problem. I think you have a problem. But it feels great being at a place that doesn't despise me. And so thank you, DLive. Thank you for giving us a platform. And, of course, unauthorized.tv. And also, we have a documentary coming out in a few weeks that you guys will really enjoy. It's called You're Doing Great, Kid. Crushing. Yeah, it's feels really good. And I know conflict never ends. You know, once you beat one boss, it's just like a video game. There's a stronger boss. Lemon fed goats. Yeah. When bears give you lemons, you get goats. Yeah. Lemons are back on. They were never off. The site itself turned off lemons for a little bit. I don't care at all. Lemon, I can quit goats anytime. Yeah, I can quit goats anytime. No big deal. I can always quit goats. You can never have enough goats. Yeah, I now have, let's see, we have Betsy, Neva, Annie, Joni, Daisy, Grace, Gary, Chad, Nick, Aurora, and Cheyenne, and Tubi. So we now have 12 goats. And Tubi, for those of you that don't know, I'll just let you in on this. Tubi is a goat that just kind of came out of, she came out of the wilderness. No one knows where she's from. But she's cool, and now we're bros. Is that, yeah, where's the other Tubi? And then I found out that Tubi means God is good. And my son just points at this goat without hesitating. This is, you can't make this shit up. And just says, Tubi! And so then I just got this email because there's something mystical about Tubi. It's just like, doesn't make any sense. Tubi name meaning. I was watching yesterday's OKC stream and it dawned on me to look up the name Tubi. Here's some more piping hot gravy. Tubi, or maybe Wally said Tobi, which means God is good in Hebrew. T-O-B-E-E is a name for boys also used as a girl's name. Is Hebrew and English origin, and the meaning of the name God is good. An alternate form of Tobias, biblical name from Old Testament. Tubi is a variant. All right. I mean, my son just points and says, like, basically, God is good. And now Tubi is getting checked out tomorrow by a vet to make sure that Tubi, she doesn't appear to have any diseases, but you have to be very careful when you have 11 other goats. So so once she's cleared, she's going to be able to hang with the other goat. She's going to be the only one with the horns. Dude, I just got goosebumps on the Tubi story. It's insane. It's like, so a goat, and the only neighbor I have that has goats is Ryan, who does our merch, unbearablesmerchandise.com. And I'm like, did one of your goats get out? He's like, no. And so one of my other neighbors who moved had goats but gave them to their buddy. And so I was like, oh, maybe they forgot a goat. And we looked into that, and none of their goats had horns. And so, and we live in the country. Like, you know, we have, there's neighbors, but everybody has like at least 5-acre plot. So we don't just have, like, and behind us is like lots of woods. And so Tubi, according to Crow777 said, his logic told him that Tubi heard the sound of happy goats and followed that sound, which I do. Tubi makes 12 tribes. I know. Tubi is the reason we went from 11 goats to 12. 12 apostles, 12 tribes. I know I'm looking too into this, but I'm also not. And my son, who's 3, just says Tubi, which in Hebrew just means God is good. Okay, I mean, listen. So for every horrifying conspiracy out there, and that's why there's always lone gunmen, because by legal definition, it isn't a conspiracy. If there's 2 shooters, it's by definition a conspiracy. But for every horror, God is subtle. God is subtle. God's chosen goat he brought out of the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. It's the land of bears and gravy. That's mind blowing. It's all true. It all just happened. And you can hear Tubi in the background right now, like, you figured it out. It's great. Coincidences is God's hidden language. It's all very subtle. It's a great magnetic vibe of Ursa Manor attracting blessings, brother. That's hot. Dude, it's wild. It really is. If Tubi is a Nubian, can she still breed with Chad? I don't like mixing races. That took a hard turn, huh? I talked about it with my wife. Like, we thought about getting like some Alpines and some Nubians and just having them all mixed. But there's something really good about Nigerian dwarf milk. It's got the highest fat content and doesn't taste gamey at all. And so I'm not a race mixer when it comes to goats. 12 tribes, 12 followers of Christ, 12 gats, all hiding in plain sight. BB, these synchronicities happen a lot around the number 40 as well. I'm sure you have some examples. Children are closer to God in the source. Oh, yeah, I do have some examples of 40. I can't believe you just said that. Okay, so this report, right? So I just broke a million lemons. I'm ranked 49th. And Kyneton Bear sends me this, right? And this is word for word. You can ask him. He's in the chat. He said, where does he say? He said, you cracked the top 50 in followers in DLive and hit the 1 million mark in lemons this morning. Not too shabby for your first 40 days. Oh, dude, Kyneton just sent me something hilarious. PragerU, this drooling loser, says, Ricky Gervais says, if you don't believe in free speech for people who you disagree with and even hate for those they stand for, then you don't believe in free speech. PragerU, these fools, says, here's John's Prager. I'm Death Prager. We've said it before. Comedians are leading the charge for free speech. A guy who's banned me twice. A guy who paid me, not a lot, just enough to get down there, to do two videos for him. And then he banned me because I criticized Israel. Speaking of Dennis Prager, and clip these and put them on YouTube. You have my permission unless you slander me or try and take down my way of making a living. And then I will come after you legally, which we are. And that's one reason why I think it's calmed down. You have my permission to make clips channels. Just spread the gravy. Unless it's you commit a crime to try and hurt me. But anyway, Dennis Prager, check this out. Dennis Prager, made by Jim Bob, sent me this morning. He texted me this. Damn, I'm crushing lately on comment. 40 days, heck yeah. Dude, 40 days to hit exactly a million lemons. It's just like, it's wild. Dennis Prager, the penis dragger. Yeah, he's so bad. Guys, he's worse than the left. Way worse. Because the left, a lot of them are just really scared post-grad college kids in a lot of debt with a feeling of no future, and they want daddy government to take care of them. Dennis Prager is all of that and more with horror. 12 is governmental protection in the Bible. 40 is the number of probation. What you just said doesn't mean anything to me, but that doesn't mean it's your fault. It may be mine. Prager is rewriting the Bible. He's so bad. All right, so anyway, made by Jim Bob sent me this. So, I only stalk people, comments, all caps. There is such a thing as trans men, Prager, you. And so Dennis Prager, the right-wing conservative, allegedly, with his little tiny hat, says, indeed, to say that trans men have periods is correct. To say that men have periods is not correct. So he's now acknowledging the status of a trans man. So he bends over and he opens up his little anus for any like random bot who types caps, because baby boomers who are obsessed with money have no resilience to that whatsoever. He's a pervert, like legitimately a pervert. Look at what he just said. He said, he said, yeah, trans men do have periods. And then so Kyneton Bear brilliantly tweets, hey, baby boomers, if you're wondering why your retirement consists of driving your trans son to be with your ex-wife and her new husband before you put another wax coat on that classic, it's because you opened your pockets to this shit. Conservatives couldn't conserve the women's bathroom. That's why I don't have, I'm not involved in the right-left paradigm anymore at all. Because what they're doing is worse. It's worse. Just donated 6 million lemons. Thank you very much. But 6 million does sound a little high. And they're living in constant fear. These people are not like in a position of power. They're just begging for money for boomers that are idiots that have a lot of guilt and programming. If you would like to support that which does not hate you and wish to destroy your future, you can always send me some gravel for my babble at P.O. Box 727 Gig Harbor, Washington 98335. Or, you know, become a subscriber here at DLive because I'm feeling, I don't want to say comfortable, but I don't feel hated here. I'm just so happy that you are the guy to expose the likes of Crowder and Fools, the hero needed for the time. Yeah, that's why I never understood the Milker Nation when they're like, you did video for Dennis Prager. I'm like, I revealed Dennis Prager. I revealed him. You needed someone to, honestly, you needed a true man, the True Man Show. Didn't realize I was doing it. I was going to move to Texas to work with Crowder. I believed in him. But I was reacting honestly to the situation that I saw. And so I wouldn't be muted. I wouldn't be shamed. I wouldn't be cucked. And in that, you know, I knew that Dennis Prager wanted to do like a show with me. He wanted to do an entire talk show with me. Yeah, the next thing, kid. Like, I'm talking money. Like, and I knew that, you know, one of the stipulations is don't question the moon landing. Like, Steven Crowder offered me my own show with CRTV. Fact. These are facts. And the unspoken stipulation is you never criticize Israel. You never talk about the moon landing. You never. And I didn't. And so because of that, it was all revealed because they, every time someone doesn't cuck, it more truth is revealed to people. And this is what I want to ask Mike Williams about tomorrow. I'm always curious what the high-ranking Freemasons and some of these people, how they react to that. Because I know he knows a few, and I've known a few over the years. But do they get angry when people like me show the profane that they call others, you know, Eric Weinstein, all these guys, they all view you all as idiots, by the way. He called me the working man's genius because I was going to be the bridge. I'm the daywalker between monsters and good people. And I kind of am in a certain way, but I'm profane. I take pride in that. It's like the pride in calling yourself deplorable. Like, I'm in that boat. And so do they get upset when people like me explain this knowledge, because knowledge is power, it really is, but nothing you learn in school is knowledge. Do they get angry when people explain this to the unwashed masses in their mind or not? Or do they think it's all fair? I don't know. Owen stayed true to himself. Yeah, Prager as the manager and have a cigar would be a good bit. Well, I'm going to start making Boomer U vids. I mean, I don't get mad if I don't, okay? Easy gamma males. But I want to do Boomer U vids, and I'm gonna work on a Dennis Prager impression. You talk to us simple folks. Yeah, but we all are. They're wrong. They're completely, they see themselves. And I'm about to, should I talk about, what do you guys want to hear first? The Parkland, or do you want me to explain my history with how I know a lot about the elites? Daywalker seems a little bike thievish. Nice blacksmith there. What do you guys want to hear first? BB doesn't change because truth does not change. Well, I learn more. You know, I've listened to my old podcast and I grimace, but at the time I thought it was true. So I don't hold any resentment over it. No thanks made me a marked man in pedo. I saw a comment from Crowder on the Toe Rogan podcast saying he's glad you're getting recognition. Times have changed. Oh, yeah, but he's elites, Parkland elites, history. Okay, this is going to make some this is going to make some gamma male spiral, but I don't care. You have to just understand how I know some of this stuff. I was raised in a, you know, my dad was a professor, but made very little money, and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. You know, my dad, when I was in like middle school and high school, he made like 15, 20 grand a year, maybe. 15, and that's total for the house, one car, all that. All right, so, but here's what allowed me to day walk amongst the elites. And again, like, curb your envy. It's not real. These are failures of me and a lot of women, okay? Women, once I was about 18, 19, before that, I was still awkward around women, but I realized that they were very attracted to me. I think it has to do with height, charisma on stage, the fact that I would be elevated in social sexual hierarchies amongst men, piano, all that stuff, right? And because of my rubbing elbows with multi layers of society by being on like Comedy Central or being in movies and stuff like that, I would tour a lot. And also, in my hedonistic, promiscuous days, I was never like a notch guy or manipulative with women, but I loved it, you know? And so it didn't matter to me what the social class of a woman was. It was just if they were attractive to me. And a lot of different types of women were attracted to me. Gammas, calm down. I know your heart's racing. How dare you? Brain must be nice. You gotta stop. And I'm not gonna react to it anymore. I'm just gonna tell people the truth. So anyway, love you. All right. So I have hooked up with girls, daughters of some of the most powerful people in the entire world. Same with daughters of truck drivers. To me, it did not matter one bit. It was about the beauty and attraction between me and said woman. Touring seems cool as hell. No, it's super lonely after time. Bear in mind, I was like early 20s, mid 20s, late 20s, a little in the early 30s. But so it was mind-blowing to me, like looking back. But at the time, I never envied or was intimidated by these elites. Because so many of their daughters would just have sex with me after knowing me for an hour or 2 hours, 6 hours, because they were like, "You're so funny, you're so good at piano, you know." And that's like, "You want to grab a drink at another bar or something?" It's like, "Oh yeah, great." And that's like, "What's your dad do?" It's like, "Oh, he owns all of telephone communication." And then another thing I learned was a lot of times I'd go to a city and like the mayor or governor's daughter. I'd hook up with some chick and I'd realize it was like the governor's daughter. And it doesn't matter who or why or none of this matters. My point that I'm trying to make, and I don't like telling these stories because again, it's a little vulgar and I'm a married man and I'm not proud of these things, but what I learned is very interesting. That these quote unquote powerful men failed as fathers, like a basic failure, you know, because a lot of these girls would have sex with a complete stranger, this guy, after knowing them for like 6 hours. And to me, looking back, I didn't know it at the time, but looking back, that's a failure of morality and it's a failure. And a lot of them like didn't like their dads. They would talk shit about their dads, you know, and their dads would be paying for their giant penthouse apartments. You know, their Porsches, you know, all their $5,000 shoes. You would be so surprised at how some people live. And it's almost like there's less love there, less. Those elite daughters are the dirtiest. Oh yeah. And you know, they like the first time I went on a date with Amy, she didn't sleep with me. You know, she had more self-respect than that. But now I'm not saying you have no self-respect if you've like hooked up with a guy that you, I'm not shaming. I've done it too. It's a failure of my family too, because I should have been more moral. I should have known that that was an empty life. I should have not been so promiscuous. Looking back, it's like sad. Like I almost want to put a blanket around myself and be like, you're not doing okay, buddy. You got to turn this thing around. Gavin McGinnis always said Jewish chicks in New York are very kinky, like they need some slapping. I don't want to talk about that. That's when things get weird. That's when you don't, those are things you don't share with the internet. I will say this, I've never been a kinky dude. Like I've never went down crazy roads like that. But I will say again, that girls that were from families where their dad was absent, their dad put more emphasis on money or power than the girls, they are, looking back, I'm like, what was that? And so I've had very similar experiences. Yeah, a lot of men have. Like the hot, like the top 5 to 10% of men in attractiveness to women have seen some things that it's hard to share with other men that get angry, like only gammas pretty much. Because I like omegas. Omegas can be cool. They just get real skittish. But it's just gamma males that freak out. They're like, must be nice. I'm the secret king. I'm going to get them if they know about my Star Wars collection. But you see stuff where you're like, oh, they're not doing well. And they aren't. You know, it's like, I've been with some of the daughters of the ruling elite. Didn't even know it. And at the time, I didn't really care because I wasn't really looking into the safety of my future because I didn't have kids or love. I was just having fun. I was just crushing. You know, I was crushing in a different way, but it was just like, yeah, look at all these beautiful women. This is great. You know, there's an innocence to it. It wasn't wickedness. I grew up in New York City, had a very similar experience as BB minus the showbiz, and he's absolutely right about the elite daughters. A lot of dudes will relate to this. You know, if you're just like in really good shape and you're a trainer, or if you're like, you know, a kind bartender that's in shape and, you know, a lot of men like you, like you will see a window into the ruling elite that a lot of other men don't see. And it's like, their family structure is horrible. And some of the girls that were just, because they were always trying to get attention from men, you know, because their dads were too busy running the world. And that to me is abject failure as fathers. Now that I'm a father at the time, again, I didn't realize this, but it was like, when you look at that existence and you're just like, wow. You know, some of these people, some of these they class, you know, I'm talking people that are on the Club of Rome and Council on Foreign Relations, and their daughters will approach you in a club and be like, you're super funny and tall. And you're like, yeah, it's like, I want you. It's like a different thing. And you're like, and then you get to know them a little, because that's the thing about my sexual history as well, is it was, occasionally it'd be just totally random, but a lot of times we'd stay like kind of friends. Like if I was touring in that town again, we'd grab like a lunch or, cause I wasn't mean. It wasn't about sexual conquest for me. A lot of it was looking back. A lot of it was loneliness. Like I'm serious. Just emptiness, you know, and you'd be surprised how used a guy of high sexual status can be when it's like, you're in bed with a girl the next day and she's just openly on the phone with her friend. Like, oh, yeah. I'm with that funny guy last night. What do you want to do today? Oh, yeah, no, he's going to be on an airplane. And I'm just like, I have feelings. So anyway, I'd get to know them, and their lives are so bad, you know? And a lot of them are, like, attractive because they've had all the best food and exercise and stuff like that. But, like, drugs enter their lives. You know, very few of them end up like happily married with children. It's like, so I know the elites are not having fun. So it's like, I wish I experienced all that. You don't though, Poontang Bear. The knowledge you get from it, the best gravy, I'm giving you right now for free. You don't have to be dehydrated in a random hotel off an interstate to know what I'm telling you right now. And the way pornography is now, like you can visually see any of the craziest fantasies a man can have now and your brain doesn't know the difference, which is one of the reasons you shouldn't watch pornography, because it'll kill your dick and it'll kill your sperm count, and that's a form of genocide. Anyway, what I'm telling you right now is the good, is like the information that you should learn from all this, because it's like, let's say you did develop feelings for one of these girls or something. Or they developed obsessive feelings for you, and that would happen from time to time because that's how bodies work. It would be a tragedy. They couldn't operate properly. You couldn't operate properly. The whole reason they were attracted to you, one of the reasons, is because you're leaving. And I would experience that. And I would experience these like little glimpses into different worlds and different lives and different whole, like a whole different dimension of living, you know? And it wasn't just the elites. It was like any, like all these different lives I would become a part of for like a few days. The elites took over my town. BB is right. That's why it's like when you envy them or when you're scared of them. And I've never experienced either. And I have had mild bouts of fear when I was being mass targeted and stuff. But like, it means you don't really know them. And I think that's why the whole know your enemy thing, it's like, I really do. Like, I know, like, the heads, the owners of some of the biggest media companies in the world, I've been with their daughters. And I don't know how else to tell you guys how I know these things. And so when you have pillow talk with girls, you know, it wasn't like crazy drunk and I'm like doing my player moves. No, I'd just be nice. And they just like my height and my stage presence. It was literally it. And so they would tell you so much about their lives. Like a lot of them just wanted to hook up with a guy because they were bored or lonely, or they just wanted someone to listen to them. And I know a lot about these people. And it's like, the lack of human connection is tragic. Please, BB, next subject, we get the whore talk. All right, you're banned. Bye-bye, you're banned permanently. I don't care if you have a bear name or you're a member of the channel. Don't tell me what to do like that. We get the whore talk, next topic. Oh, you want me to talk about the shooting of children in Parkland? You sick individual? Right now I'm talking about the connection of human, the connections between humans where I've learned things. But if you really want me to go to the next topic about the hoax shooting of children, like that is, that means you're sick and I don't want you here anymore. Owen Benjamin and his friend Magic Johnson. No, I was never at that. It wasn't that. It wasn't like, this again, the gamma male mentality. I will ban you if you start this stuff. This is not comfortable for me to talk about. I've done 715 episodes. How often do you guys hear me talk about sexual conquests? It is not like fun for me on a million levels. It's like shameful, some of my behavior in the past. I don't want this being used against me, but it's very true. And it's like, this kind of what makes the granny a happy being. Yeah, it's like, it's just honest. And so people are like, please move on to the topic of shooting children with fake guns. This is really annoying me. No, this is true. And there's a lot of people in this chat that really understand it. You still talk to, no, stop asking me if I talk to various famous people. That's how girls act when they're in what, second grade? I think the art of war strategies are blowing up. The MSM narrative, Trump is masterful. Yeah. All right. We will talk about more stuff though. Love a nice banning. Yeah. We literally had a spot in the bar called the Love Booth. So gross thing about now. I know. I don't like going back there. But this is some really valuable information for people that you're not going to get any other way. Like, I'm not just going to be like, I know the elites. Like, I've been around them. It's like the intimacy I know is unbelievable. Like, I've been at some of these people's third houses with their daughters. And it's like, looking back, I was living a life I should never have lived, but it's like I had a failure of morality in my family. They had failures of morality in their family, but theirs is much worse. You know, it's like to allow your daughters to live like that and to not care and to not keep tabs on them. Because a lot of these women were just like wanted their dads to care about them. Doesn't sound like conquest at all. Just right, exactly. But in the minds of disgusting men, what I'm doing is bragging. Because it's projection. In their mind, this is what they want. In their mind, this is their fantasy. In their mind, what I'm doing is bragging. It's as if someone was talking about a shooting and like how they shot a bunch of people, you know, and they're on death row and they're telling their story. And a psychopath would be like, must be nice. It's like, you don't understand what you reveal when you do that. Like, you're sick when you do that. Like, everyone sees it. Amazing how people spiral when men talk. Right, because they're so envious. When I say I slept with empty women, they in their mind, they go, I want that. which means you're insane. And I know most men in here understand it, and a lot of women really appreciate this talk because it isn't whore talk, you sicko. This is about a failure of family. And it's like a lot of women will hook up with random guys because they're bored, they're lonely, and they don't get attention from their dads, or they don't know where they're going in life, and they just want to be around someone they think is good and attractive, where they can talk. And this is what it boils down to. And a lot of these womanizer guys are so broken they can't even understand this, because in their mind they're doing the same thing. We do own. Yeah, women understand this a lot. There's a reason that women were always attracted to me, because like I do have a kindness that they feel comfortable around. And so it's like these men are, must be nice. Oh, he just said he's come to the anger is because they want it. And it's like I see these golems reaching for the ring, and I'm like, buddy, we know what you're doing now. Like, you're the dude who sees a drunk girl and you salivate. Like, in a more just reality, you'd be in jail, you'd be beaten up, you'd be mocked into fear and oblivion. But now we're in such a safe space reality that those men are like, there is a problem with molestation and rape and stuff. And it's these men. It's not the men that are being pointed at in society, like the jocks. And the jocks are the dudes that beat up these dudes. The gamma male, the slithery, you know, the effeminate, you know, the misunderstood effeminate, I might be trans. Those dudes are sick. They want drunk girls. They want exploitation. They're crawling out of the woodwork because men like me aren't allowed to beat them up anymore legally. I was that girl on a smaller scale in a small town. It's not just the elite. Men that love money don't love their daughters. Right. It's all fractal. So when I say the elite, it like in certain towns, it'd be the mayor's daughter. It'd be the really successful businessman's daughter. And then when you get in the world of Hollywood, it's like, I mean, like it would be the equivalent of like a George Soros's daughter. Not that that's real, but something like that, where it's like, whoa. And at the time, I didn't even realize it. And looking back, I'm just like, you know, I'm talking about the people that Obama reports to. Those dudes watch porn all day and there is no accountability. I know. And then they come in here, move on to the, this is making me uncomfortable. Let's talk about the Parkland shooting. Oh, God. Makes me sad for some of these daughters. Alcohol is pushed on youth to multiply sexual degeneracy. Yeah, we can talk about something else. I despise gammas, but no one hates them more than women. Yeah, I know. But we're going to get through it. And I'm going to really take Mike Williams's lead on how to get through it. He just doesn't engage. Like, I heard him do one interview where he talked about all the strikes on his channel, all the like cult type, you know, spiraling, you know, because when you're showing that Paul McCartney died in 1966, like there's people that hate you for it. They would prove you're a liar and prove you're a shill. He just turned off all his comments and he never talks about it. And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, he's a man. He's a man's man. And he's on the show tomorrow. It's going to be great. But it's like that behavior I look up to, because it's like that's how good men learn from each other. And that's why male groups are so important. Because I'm like, oh, that's a good strategy. Because another strategy he did, because the conspiracy stuff is great, but the real value I've taken from Mike Williams is like he'll put up a 2-minute video where it's like, hi, everybody, I'm talking to Ollie Damagard. It will be banned from YouTube, so go to BitChute. And he'll have the link, and then I'll just click the BitChute link and listen to it. And I'm like, wow, I could have done that on YouTube. Granted, they eventually do take you down based on behavior on other platforms. That's what Patreon did. I never posted on Patreon for that reason. And then they said because of my other posts, they took me down, and now we're suing them into oblivion. So gammas ain't safe no more. You know, we're coming for you, gammas. You're not going to be able to ankle bite anymore. But so what Mike Williams, that whole strategy, I didn't even know existed. And that's why male groups are so important, because you just learn from other people. Like, Mike's like 60. He makes guitars. He plays guitar. He's a father, husband. You know, and so when I just see little things like that, like, oh, you just make a 2-minute video and then send them someplace else. The married life is so much better. It's way better. And most people get it and understand it. Most people that have love and God in their life, when I tell these stories, they're like, oh, that's really interesting. But man, I feel for you, man. I feel that you've been through that. And it's like, because they know. They understand the love and the stability and the growth of marriage that you would never get with hooking up with a lot of girls. And so the projection of the gamma of like, I should be nice, it's like horrible. And it's getting worse because the internet, it will stop eventually. It has to. But the internet pampers these people. Like Nick Fuentes is a perfect example of an absolute gamma to the point where I think he might have used to be a girl. And his whole message to young men is become an insufferable victim pervert. Hey, BB, the two wolves inside of you is a great bit. Thank you. All right, let's move on now. But people want to know how I know about a lot of this stuff, and it's because the daughters of these men have spent hours after extreme intimacy telling me about their lives. And so as my life has moved on, at the time I was just more like, that was hot. But now as my life has moved on, I'm like, I remember a lot of this information. BB, I so appreciate hearing this from a man. It's kind of therapeutic. It's true. It's true. One of the reasons I got so much sexual offer when I was younger is because I've always been like this. So like when women hear anything true, like when I'm doing stand-up about men and women or playing piano or talking to them after, their eyes light up when you say true things and then they want you. Or now it's not sexual. It's now just like they want to support you or listen to you or share you with their friends, your message. And I'm telling you, that's much, 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 much better than the sexual angle because that's sterile. And it's killed on purpose, where it's like you use condoms and you hope for no pregnancy and you hope for no disease. Like, what kind of life is that? Like, there's no building. And so when people are wondering, you know, when they're like, I was married at 18 and I never got to experience that, I'm like, good. That's like saying you never had to be fat. It's like, oh, I've always been in shape, so I never got to become obese. It's like, good. You want me to explain to you what weight loss is like? And women are attracted to the truth. You can be short, chubby, not rich, not famous. If you have the balls and the character to say the truth, there will be women attracted to you. Because those men of character will stick around when they're pregnant. And that's on a very, very primal level. Now, like media brainwashing, and the gammas won't believe it. They will not believe me. They'll just say, must be nice. How dare you? I can't. It's like there's a lot of brainwashing for hypergamy for women where they're always looking for the top 1%. And then the quote-unquote elites, the parasite class, will treat them as whores like a harem. In a woman's soul, there is an element of hypergamy where she wants a man to make more money than her, which is very easy if she's a stay-at-home mom. Make a dollar, you just beat out the woman. but their level of hypergamy is way inflated by media. So in her soul, she's not like how you think she is. And if you show it, they will come. And you will have something really special. And it happens all the time in the bear community. Extramarital sex, fornication, pornography is all witchcraft. Yes, it is. I view watching pornography as a form of infidelity. That's why I don't do it at all. And I think like people that are like, I've never cheated on my wife, and then pants around their ankles just, so fucking true. Yeah, I know. And like girls will all say, absolutely true, so true. And the gamma male will still be like, is it true? They only go after Jay-Z. So that means I watch the pornos and listen to Nick Fuentes. It's like, dude, you're done. Like you're already done. I'm horrified by my past gamma-like traits. Well, I'm glad. That means that you're moving on. I've never had gamma traits. I can honestly say that. I thought I did because I was like really trying to like look back, like was I ever gamma? I think maybe obsessions that I've had are slightly gamma, but I've never been a self-deluded liar or been like extremely envious of other men. And that's like the main thing that makes you a gamma. You know, there's been a couple strains of gamma, I think. You know, just like a few obsessions or like some of my dreams. But now I can honestly say I've never experienced that. And that's why some of these interactions I have with gammas, I genuinely didn't understand for a while. I thought that I could like rehabilitate them, or if I gave them more of a voice, that they would become better. And it was the exact opposite. They're just like rapists. Like the more vulnerability you show or the more openness you are, the more they're like, ha-ha, it's so gross. Mama Bear, it's totally true. Look at what scripture says about dressing a woman that's not yours. Undressing a woman that's not yours, like the ninth commandment. Yeah, it's just, and it's also, your connection to your wife will be better. Your ability to discern nonsense will be better. You have a better conscience. Your dick works. It's like, this whole erectile dysfunction thing is all from porn, guys. All of it. All. And it's like, man, no, it's the chemtrails. You don't seem in the least big gamma, BB. I have, like, none. It's like, to the point where I wasn't equipped to deal with them for, like, a few years. Because in person, they disappear. It's only on the internet. Like, when I used to have an actual career, like, in person in clubs and stuff, the gamma male slithers away. The gamma male doesn't confront a 6'8" guy who just crushed a stadium. They're incapable of it. But online, there's no repercussion. They just go, go, go. All right, let me show you some cool stuff. All right, this is funny. And then we'll talk about the land of park. And just one piece of information that, like, just one honest cop and David Hogg and just how it all unravels. So NASA tweeted, 17-year-old Wolf Cucker was on the third day of his internship at NASA when he discovered a new planet previously unknown to scientists. According to NASA, the planet is the agency's first discovery of a circumminary planet. Circumminary. Meaning it orbits two stars instead of one. Guys, they're such perverts. It takes two at the same time. This 17-year-old wolf cuck. Just laugh at it. Cod says, there are two stars within your galaxy. The first is fake. The other is fake. They are both fake. Also, wolf cuck was the name Fox and the patriarchy too on the nose. Come on, man. Wolf cuck. It's like, it's a lot. Ali Damagar did this whole episode just on the shoes of mass trauma events. God warns of promiscuity for a reason, not just to ruin your fun. Right. It's true. And I'm not tainted. I've been with a lot of people. And I'm fine. Like, I got through it. I've had a lot of stuff. That's what it's called, being, like, saved. That's why people can repent. That's why people can get through stuff. Is because it's like, yeah, start again. Start again in the name of Jesus. And it's beautiful. And when people mock it and they say, like, oh, Jesus is going to save me. This guy's going to find Jesus. It's like, yeah, we did. And we're much better for it. So, Joe Rogan, you're so short. Hang on, let me show you something about Joe Rogan. Did I not upload it? Hang on. Oh, Anomaly finally took my advice. The air in Los Angeles is catastrophically horrible. The streets are getting worse and worse with trash. I'm not leaving the city this year. I'm fleeing. The city is becoming hell on earth, and it's not safe or healthy to live in. I'm leaving as soon as I possibly can. Remember when I would have Amelie on the show, and I'm like, leave now. And he's like, gotta stick it out, man. But I will say this. Do not prohibit him from entering your state, like Joe Rogan. No toe in Idaho. Don't let in Joe. Anomaly's a good guy. So if he comes for refuge in your state, let him pass. Granted, he's a little Puerto Rican, but that's fine. That can be drowned out by all the good white in him. We've all done some dumb stuff. Yes. Yeah, and the evil of this world, the parasite class, will try and... let's get to David Hogg. Okay, so David Hogg was the reason I got kicked off Twitter. Because when David Hogg... I didn't even know Parkland was a... Let's just say not exactly true at the time, but I knew that the whole narrative was false. And so David Hogg comes out. Here's a little image of Hogg. And it's like, I'm David Hogg. give us your guns. And so my tweet was, I can't remember. Does anyone remember my tweet? It was a pretty legendary tweet. And I had 128,000 followers, and I was blue check marked out. I'll risk it all every day to fight this shit. And they took it away, and it made me a healthier person. Now, Kyneton Bear runs my Twitter at Owen Comedy. Big Bear Anomaly is the greatest. Big Bear Anomaly is at the gates. What should we do? Let him in, boy, and pamper his hair with herbal essence. It will shine. Joe of House Toe approaches. What should we do, sir? Cover the anus and send him a nickel. He will be on his way. Anomaly from House Herbal Essence approaches. What shall we do? Let him in, boy. But don't let him join a weird band. He gets kind of weird up there. The no pubes thing, but does anybody remember the exact... Oh, somebody who's not old enough to grow pubes can't tell me not to own a gun. And the way they spun the narrative is they said I was sexualizing a child. Right? And people, the drones believed it. And my tweet is as clear as day. Someone not old enough to grow pubes has no right to tell a grown man what to do. And all these and I was still cool in Hollywood a little bit at the time. And all these blue check mark leftists were talking about a child's pubes. These are the same people that think it's a shame that Roman Polanski isn't allowed to work in Hollywood. A guy who anally raped a 13-year-old on drugs. We all know this, but I stood my ground. I didn't cuck, because what they do is they use shame tactics and mind control to make you break so that you beg forgiveness, and then they still kill you anyway. So never, never cuck. Hog is a demon? Right, but this is when things get interesting. So 4 weeks after, this is when old Oli Damagard, and if you want to look at any of Oli Damagard's, information, it's lightonconspiracies.com. He has 2.5 or 3 terabytes of all the documents for every conspiracy for the last 30 years. It's hilarious. But anyway, hypocrites, it's not even hypocrites. They're just lying to try and coax idiots to believe them. But it's gotten so nuts that it doesn't work like it used to. In fact, a lot of my people became even more loyal. It's true, this man has no dick. Hog is much older than he claims. Daddy FBI. This is the mic drop. You want a mic drop if you ever want to talk to your family at Thanksgiving? Okay, so Oprah, hang on. Oprah said it wasn't rape. No, you're thinking of another black person, but that's really funny. You thought that Whoopi Goldberg was Oprah. Maybe Oprah said the same thing. It's not rape. She was 13. Anal. Drugs. He was 50 and just, I think he may have just killed his wife. I don't have proof of that though. Anyone found that website? I hope it's still up. They don't like you to begin with, but when cucks, they step it down to hating you. Hog is a victim of satanic ritual abuse and mind control. Pray for him. I like your attitude. I really do. But, you know, always great and a good guy. Yeah. He's got a lot of balls. Hog is Adam Lanza with a little surgery. But no, you want a mic drop? It doesn't even matter. Okay, so they did March for Our Lives 4 weeks after. 100,000 people in Washington, D.C., right? This is going to blow your mind. Owen's got a god in Hollywood, ain't it? Right, exactly. But they were never my god. That's why women were attracted to me. That's the irony, is there would be all these famous comedians, and I'd be mid-level when I was in my mid-20s. And women would always just go right for me. Because I was fuck the demons. I wasn't religious enough to understand. I wasn't religious at all. I was a hedonist. But it was to understand the elements of demons and angels. But I was always very authentic. And women always liked that. There would be legitimate movie stars. And there's people in the chat, I'm sure, that have been around me during this era of my life. There's been a lot of loyalty. You know, I was talking to Vincent from Red Elephants about that yesterday. Great guy, by the way. Subscribe to Red Elephants on YouTube about how big my numbers are all the time. And I'm like, bro, I toured for 16 years shaking hands and kissing babies and making people laugh in real life. from biker bars to stadiums, man. I've been doing it in the real world so long that I'm always going to have numbers because people are loyal to anybody authentic who can make them laugh. Marsh for our lives, more like let's go blow guys. Very true. You just seemed like a real easy person to talk to. Yeah, and that's, dude, that's what women like. You're so many of these like men have been so brainwashed. Here we go again, says Bible Study Bear. What are you referring to, Bible Study Bear? Are you being a gamma? I'm gonna put you in a mute. I'm not gonna ban you because what you said could have been talking about something else. But here we go again. That just sounds can't you're in a timeout, Bible Study Bear. Yeah, Vincent is cool. Yeah, he's awesome. We're to believe that the Mars was organic. No, but I'm about to blow your mind. You want gravy? Vincent James started streaming a minute ago on DLive. Sweet. Make sure you follow him. He's a good dude. All right, anyway, an organized school walkouts, the teachers' unions were part of promoting the agenda too. Right, but it only takes a few to do it. It only takes a few to do it. Vincent is also leading California like an anomaly. God bless him. Yeah, he's a really good guy. But so a lot of you guys out there that don't have the following I do, and every time I fire it up, I always have at least a few thousand people. Understand that I toured a hedonist. It's not evil. It's like that you just are. I mean, it's evil if you know what it is, but it isn't like the immoral, it's the amoral, where it's someone that's just going for high fives and laughs and physical pleasure and good stories. A hedonist is like, you know, some of the good-hearted pagans could be called hedonists, where it's like it's all about just crushing and banging and drinking. It's not like, I will destroy God. It's not like the immorality of some of our smaller-headed friends. You want the mic drop? 4 days after you got kicked off, what happened? Steven is people who seek pleasure. Yeah, it's people who seek pleasure of this world, and it makes you weak. It doesn't make you evil. It makes you easy to be a puppet. And usually the evil of the world will take people like that and make them do shit for them. Yes, what kind of hoodies are those? They all look the same and super comfortable and light. Sorry, off topic. That's all right. David Hogg's face looks like it came out of Dr. Seuss. You don't call women whores. I remember that when women weren't so socially engineered to be materialist. They're coming back in a big way. Some of my wife's friends that in LA would be considered, let's just say a little loose, over the years have reached out to Amy, like basically like, you have what we want. And it's like, it's really heartwarming. It's so many women are getting away from it because it's so blatantly not working. It's just not working. You don't know what you don't know. Right, exactly. Vince is honest and decent. Yep, he's great. So I was talking to him yesterday. So I'm about to blow your mind. So the March for Our Lives happens in Washington, D.C., 4 weeks after the alleged shooting in Parkland. And I say alleged with a little wink and a nod. It was preposterous when you look at the details of it, but you don't even have to. The average march, even if you're just like it's you and a duck in a small town, will take 180 days to get permits. Permits, permits, permits. Washington, D.C. requires more permits and more permission and more shutting down streets and powerful people feeling unsafe. And hotels not getting business, blah, 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 blah. That not only would it require 180 days, it would require 180 days and an absurd amount of powerful people pushing for it, right? So 4 weeks after the Parkland shooting happened, there was a march. So this is why I say most cops are good. It only requires a small amount to pull strings at powerful positions to make the world go to shit. Most cops aren't your enemy. Most of them are just good dudes. So Ali Damigard emails them to get a little information on when the permits were issued for the March for Our Lives. And this is what the response was. Good morning. In reference to your inquiry regarding the March for Our Lives demonstration here in the District of Columbia on March 24, 2018, MPD received a permit application several months prior to the actual event, and there was several months of planning for this large event. If you are requesting additional information, References event. Please follow this. This cop has no idea what he's admitting right now. Please follow the below steps to file your Freedom of Information Act, blah, 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 blah. Okay. This is a smoking gun. So what just happened is Ali Damigar is like, how did this, when did the permits apply? And this cop's just doing his job. He's just like, oh, well, I checked it out. The permits were issued months ago. So understand that before the alleged shooting, they had already gotten permission to have one of the biggest marches in U.S. history. Okay. So what was the cabal's response to this? And I checked it out. This cop's still alive and everything. It's because he obviously cucked, but I don't blame him at all. Like, he probably got a real talking to. All right, so I just found this at PolitiFact. No, the March for Our Lives demonstration was not prepared several months in advance of its date. From Mika Solner. Okay. Wonder how many comics she slept with. I'm not gonna make any claims. It could be a very, very good-hearted truth speaker here. No, it's not. This article is insane. The article cites a correspondence with D.C. Metropolitan Police Officer Scott C. Earhart as to why the march may have been planned in advance after an apparent source of light on conspiracies author Ali Damigar contacted the police department regarding the permit. They received a response with the following. In reference to your inquiry concerning... All right, blah, blah, I just read it. However, when we contacted the officer, probably with a gun to his head, he said that he had mistakenly mixed up the annual D.C.-based March for Life rally that happened in January with a more recent March for Our Lives demonstration in the email. Earhart told PolitiFact that the story is not factual and the permit of March for Our Lives was issued on March 13th. The misunderstanding between the two parties is likely to have increased confusion about the actual dates of when the permit was issued. We contacted the police officer referred to in this story who confirmed that the story is inaccurate and permit was actually issued 11 days prior to the march. We rate this story pants on fire. Well, fortunately, we don't trust the media anymore. Owen is on a spiritual journey we could watch. Oh, thank you, Small Town Bear. My mind is drowning in gravy. Well, I'm going to have to save the rest of the gravy for later. All planned. Right. So, okay, it's impossible to get a march to happen that fast. It's impossible. So Ali looked into it and the police admitted it. And then obviously with a gun to probably him and his family's head, which I'm glad that he's still alive. I don't shame him at all for going back on that. Because it's like those positions of like authority confirming a conspiracy, they're in a really tough spot. And so all that the evil of this world wants is the narrative. So now with the cop saying, it must have been a mistake. It was clearly the other March for Our Lives that happened way before. And they're like, yes, yes, yes. That's all we need. We are okay now. Well, they issued the permit every year right after the march. The pro-life movement does this every year. But it's I don't... This is one of those situations where you can say anything you want. It's such a fucking catch that it's just mind-blowing. There's one check mark, 313, 11 days before the march. Unfortunately, they get better in covering their... No, they don't. They're getting way worse at covering up their mistakes on Make or Bear. Way worse. It's one of the reasons why you haven't been seeing a lot of these lately. They're way worse because they're losing the most important thing they had. Trust. Police departments would have had to plan extra shifts for this, which would take... Guys, right in the nation's capital, to put 100,000 people on closed streets is impossible. Even after, like, a hoax shooting, you know, with Officer Israel, it's a joke. It's a joke. And if I was on YouTube talking about this, and maybe I still will, I would get a strike for bullying. But yet you can have Cardi B talking about, you know, whores and getting fucked and stripping and all that. It's insane. Bullying. Unreal. But it's just stupid. So many people are watching and catching it. Yeah, even in my small town of only 4,000 people, the town needs at least 30-day application to be approved by town council. Yeah, and that's just that permit. Now, understand the planning. Like, all of it. There's no way. And the fact they covered the lie is the smoking gun. Because without that admission, you know, you can spin, even if your gut in all logical sense says there's no possible way they could pull off that event. You know, after one of these other shootings, there was a scholarship set up the day after. And all that money goes to paying for the hoax events. I love your Satan voice. But when you have an admission, that's a real problem for the cabal. Because they're like, because they rely on people to just be like, oh, I mean, that could have happened. No, it didn't. That officer literally just admitted like, oh, no, it was approved months before. And it was paid for by George Soros. I hope that just blew your mind because that was fun. Jeffrey Epstein broke the spell. I think the moon landing did, but that's just me. JBP lecturing the tools in a hardware store aisle is hilarious. That is funny. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before I read some letters? You guys enjoy today? Good afternoon, everybody. Hope this day finds you well. Let me, I'll release the lemons and I will play Sing Along Bears Lemon Song because I know a lot of people like that. People request this a lot. What's amazing about the Epstein thing is how many people just caved right back into darkness. Less and less. Less and less. But another problem is don't cave into rage. Like, don't be like, the whole world's going to shit, and if I don't shoot somebody, that's just as bad. You're doing the work for the cabal if you do that. It has to be love, faith, seeds, prosperity, family. That's what beats the evil. You don't, like, to have an evil response to evil is not helping anybody. It's only hurting everybody, and that's a fact. I'm just showing you guys this stuff because it's gravy and it's really interesting. All right, let me release these lemons. And much love again to Sing Along Bear. Here we go.
Look at the lemons. Look how they shine for you. And all the streams you do. And they are all yellow. Came to D-Live, streamed for an hour or two. Cause you got banned from YouTube. And it was called Yellow. So because you were so funny, we gave you cartoon money. And it was all yellow.
right, Sing-Along Bear. I was just looking for, and thank you for all your support, because I was trying to find something. And a lot of my videos are hard to find on YouTube these days. I took it for granted. But if anybody has some of these, Cotton Bear, any of you guys, if you have like the David Hogg song, this song, Live in Utah, Live in Here, put it up. Even if it's 5 views, it's like it's for researchers and crushers to just be able to reference it and pull it up. I just found this. This was my response to the Twitter shaming and the shame mob coming at me and getting me kicked off everything. This is how I responded, and it paid off. Look at the devil and laugh. I don't know how this version is because I just found this online taken from a cell phone. But watch this.
So I never played again. But if we can go back in time just once. Back in time's a little simpler. There's a song I know you guys remember. It's called David Hogg Has No Pubes.
I mean, that's crushing. That's why they try and ban me everywhere. Literally. Yeah, it's like, it's not scary. And so the internet is just creating these hollow mirrors where everyone's like, if I speak up, the documents. No. I would get, and I also had the song Gun Control to David Hogg. Like, if they poke you, if they try and shame you, if they try to say, oh, you can't be pro-life. Oh, you can't be against. Be like, make them regret it. We're going to watch it again. Make them regret ever trying to tell you what to do. Kind of like that bear. It's like, move on from the topic. You don't get to speak anymore. Like, when people come at you like that, when the evil of this world comes at you like that, make them regret it. Make them think twice next time. Because how a lot of these people think is just profit margin and risk. Be a risk. Don't be easy. Be a risk. Be like, if you want to ban me for David Hogg, I will make you pay for it one more time.
I never played again. But if we can go back in time just once. Back in time's a little simpler. There's a song I know you guys remember. It's called David Hogg Has No Pubes.
My favorite song, man! Yeah! I remember this song! It's a classic, bro!
Thank you.
You're never gonna die!
David Hogg.
David Hogg. Has no pubes. Yeah!
David Hogg.
David Hogg.
David Hogg.
Talking David Hogg, yeah. Has no. Talking about the pubes,
David Hogg.
Talking David Hogg.
David
fucking Hogg, yeah.
Has no fucking pubes.
Got no pubes on his dick.
David Hogg.
It's so beautiful.
Fucking
pubes. Yeah. Make them regret it. Blow the dandelion. David Hogg has no penis. There's no way the dude has a penis. All right, let's open some mail. It's not even David Hogg. He's a mouthpiece. But, like, take their fake idols, take their constructs, and make them the regret they ever tried to make you fucking eat it. I'm getting some weird looks here at work. Make them regret it. Play it even louder. Be like, I'm talking about David Hogg. Oh, thank you. Very nice. To Walter, Charlie, Amy, and Owen. Dear Owen, New Hampshire Radio Bear here, wishing you and your family a prosperous and gravy-laden new year. I want to quickly preface that I noticed, by the way, great handwriting. Another radio bear has emerged from Illinois, and I hope she doesn't mind sharing the avatar name with me. I'm sure she'll be fine. To be honest, I think I have outgrown this name, and I want very much that you refer to me by my actual name, Anna. Okay, Anna. Anna Bear. I wish I could support you in Vegas. Don't worry, it already got canceled. But I can't afford the trip. It's already canceled. Hopefully this little plastic card will act as appropriate replacement. A word of advice to Gamma Males. This is perfect timing. Talk about synchronicity. It's fucking crazy. Advice to Gamma Males. Smart young women will go head over heels to serve their boyfriend, husband, if he can stick to his principles, love them, and support them as equals. That is 100% true. A Gamma Male will be like, she's a liar! And just scribble on their face. In this case, monetary offering is my way of expressing my appreciation for you and Amy. I'm excited about Cub number 3. Congratulations, and I will support you through thick and thin. I want to share with you some updates in my life, seeing that you've helped me process some difficult and painful moments. Watching the streams where you ate apples with Walter helped me focus on getting healthier. I've been eating better and returning to playing tennis, running, climbing, and swimming. More importantly, watching you play piano inspired me to finally purchase a keyboard, because I got tired of waiting for you to play anything and everything Bach. Nice. I love Bach. I came to the conclusion that I would have to learn a new instrument to manifest my own happiness, so thank you. Don't wait for the radio. Lastly, thank you for sending me a holiday card. It touched me deeply, and it reminded me of the importance of family, community, and love. Good luck in Vegas, and keep on. Regards, Anna Bear. Yeah, Vegas is canceled, but I love you. Thank you for everything. That was a great letter. Just stay your ground. Stay true.
Oh, this is funny. Someone sent me a nickel.
Nice. It's hilarious. I keep one nickel in my P.O. box just so I never forget that I also have nickels. Keeps me humble. Oh, beautiful couple. Young couple. Dear Big Bear, preface. I chose to type this as my handwriting is shit and I don't want to take up your time with deciphering my chicken scratch. I'm a 24-year-old, 21 Rogan tall college student. Took the ticket for an actual degree where I'm set with a job. Nice. I hail from Central Florida, but intend on relocating somewhere in Florida with less bike thieves on a plot of land 3 to 7 acres in order to homestead and raise my family. Love it. I've been listening for about 2 years and feel it is finally time to feed the bear, though I am an unauthorized.tv subscriber. Much of my future ambitions can be attributed to your influence. I'm grateful that you have acted as a pillar of strength in my life, guiding me back to Christianity, showing me how to not live in despair and be a strong man who seeks and speaks truth and who can say no. It's the real N-word. Vegas is filled. It's fine. I shouldn't have. I just wanted the win of being able to be booked in a comedy club again. But I reached for the secret too soon. I cried for the moon. Shine on, you crazy diamond. Congratulations on your third. You have such a beautiful family and a wonderful life. You, Amy, and the Cubs are in my prayers. I heard recently on the stream you were going for 5. Yeah, we're going for as many as God gives us. Upon hearing this, I immediately exclaimed, crushing, as I've recently talked to my soon-to-be fiancé into 5. Nice. Thank you for being strong enough to speak truth. Can I be verified as Paladin Bear? Welcome. If that's taken, SLP Bear. No, Paladin Bear is legit. Attached, me and my soon-to-be fiancé and mother of 5. Best, Sean, Paladin Bear. Thank you, Sean. Beautiful couple. Make 5. My best advice. And it's vulgar. I know it's vulgar. But it has to be said. Don't watch porn. If you want five kids, don't kill your dick. And I know that that's a little uncouth. I don't care. A lot of young men are not told the straight up truth that, I need a threesome or my dick won't work. It's like, no, like you're destroying your dick. BB, CBS reported that global warming has reduced the penguin population. Maybe when they die, they'll let us explore. That'd be hilarious if everyone's like, the penguins are dying? Yes, we can finally go to Antarctica. Oh, wait, you can say all the penguins are dying because you won't let anyone go and count. Hilarious. Whitney Cummings started a homestead right on the Vegas Strip next to a candle store. That's hilarious. My kids saved my life. No, God saved your life, but I'm glad you have kids. Hey, BB, you were crushing. Sorry for posting my link to YouTube. No, I don't care. Do whatever you want. That's right. As long as you don't do despair or ankle bite, you can fucking post whatever you want. People promote their shit all the time here. The bears can discern. If you're doing good stuff, they'll like it. If not, they'll bail. It's fine. Porn itself is also uncouth. Well, I know, but talking about what is uncouth is not always great. Like, for example, like the other night, like, usually there's no phones at the table, but I really wanted to listen to Vox's stream because he was talking about the something that I really wanted to hear. And Amy wanted to hear about it too, or it was about Patreon. And she was like, oh, we can have Vox at the table because he's so clean and, like, calm. And I know I'm not that. Like, I know that, like, the average mother wouldn't just immediately say, like, oh, yeah, in front of my 3 and 1-year-old, we can listen to the big bear at the table. Because every now and then I'll start talking about some uncomfortable things, or I'm swearing much less than I used to. But I get it. My role isn't that. It's I say some uncomfortable things, and it's funny. And a lot of truck drivers like me a lot. Elder penguins dying in Antarctica. No shit, old penguins. It's all a joke, guys. It's a joke. You're not allowed to go to Antarctica because the world is flat and that's the ice ring. Do you think anyone gives a shit about penguins? It's like you're not allowed to fly a plane over Antarctica. Like millions of flights. None of them are allowed to go to over Antarctica. Like flying from Chile to South Africa. They're like, no, you gotta go the long way. Why? True story. Because penguins will be disturbed. Okay, can we just go explore Antarctica? No, you gotta get a permit from David Hogg. You're not allowed to go to Antarctica, fly over Antarctica, anything about Antarctica. Why? Because it's not real. It's all fake. And you can right now be like, oh, this is the one topic I don't agree with the big bear on. Flat Earth, not, I don't care. You can still hang and be my friend. I'm not here to try and convince you of anything. I'm here for the gravy. I'm here for the crushing, the comedy, the family. But it's like, to think about the population of penguins in Antarctica, this is why a lot of the elites are so up shit's creek without a paddle. They're operating on a lie, on a lie, on a lie. And I know a lot of people are now aware of the lie that is global warming. A lot of people are also aware of a lie that is unique species environmentalism. There is problems with the environment. A lot of it is just basic stuff like fish population. That we could really rebuild the oceans with the amount of fish. Okay, there is a few things like that. Not looking at watersheds with draining water, you know. Like there is shit that we can fix in the environment. But these like penguin koala bear situations are all psyops. So a lot of people are aware of the psyop that is global warming. And you know how when you talk about how global warming is a psyop and people just start screaming? Okay, the world is also not a spinning globe. And it's even more obvious than global warming because you can actually measure it and see that there's no curve with really basic shit. And I know people freak out, but I don't care. It's a lie upon a lie upon a lie. So you have the penguin population. You're already using your David Attenborough trigger. The unique personified animal to pull heartstrings. You're using global warming, which is another lie, and then you're using the globe model, which is another lie. So based on all of that, all you can do is laugh. Upshits Creek without a paddle. BB is a genius at one-liners. I don't like the Yeah, whatever. Okay, like I'll give you an example of how PSYOPs work. Okay, if you look at most most hoax shootings or most trauma-based red flags or all this stuff, whether it's Vegas or some of these whether it's war documentaries, all of it. Does anyone know, like, what's a very common item that you see in every press photo, every, like, horror photo that doesn't belong? Class? Anyone? Shoes. So there's always shoes. If you look at, like, a roped-off crime scene of a false flag or a hoax or just a trauma-based thing, the camera will always look at a shoe or a pair of shoes, empty shoes. They'll have blood next to shoes. And then that triggers a fear response in people. You want to know where that originally comes from? This is some gravy. And some of you won't follow along, but that's okay. Don't get mad. It started with the Holocaust. So the piles of children's shoes was cemented in everyone's head to show a lot of death without any evidence. I'm not making any claims about the Holocaust. I'm just telling you what it's the purpose. So every Holocaust museum, every school, every, they would show all these shoes. Why? Because shoes are a common item. You put on your shoes every morning. It's a way to trigger fear and death. Yeah, this is all from Ollie Damegaard. Yeah. Calling card. Yeah, but it's more than a calling card. So they would always show shoes. And if you talk to any law enforcement or ambulance or whatever, when there's a shooting event, no one just takes their shoes off. That isn't a thing. Like no one, with the one exception of being like hit by a bus or a train, but usually there's a foot in a shoe. There's never just shoes. But every single shooting event, you will see empty shoes. And that triggers fear that goes back to the Holocaust of the piles of shoes. And now the shoes are being mocked to the point where they need a new trigger. That's why I never play Somewhere Over the Rainbow anymore, because that's an MKUltra trigger. Sounds like some Tom Hanks, but bullshit. It's very true. Hanks is so gross. Oh, I know. This is what they do. They show empty shoes to show death. And it's in commercials, movies, TV, hoax shootings, false flags, all around the whole world. And it's like, I wonder where throwing shoes on the power lines comes from. I don't know. We have to take off your shoes to rollerblade. Oh, yeah. Movie Wag the Dog riffs on the shoe meme with these elites. Right. Good old shoe. And in Hebrew, the word for Holocaust is shua. Shua. Any Jews in here want to verify? The one in D.C. has the giant piles of shoes, too. The shoe is the point. Gravy, yeah. Wow, the shoe inception trigger the fear. Right. And so every day you see the shoes. And so now they're trying to use bicycles. when they were trying to protest the Iraq war because of trauma wasn't coming home, they used a bunch of fake combat boots. Exactly. Always empty shoes, empty boots. It started with the Holocaust. The Holocaust, what the World War II really did was it figured out how to traumatize masses of people with these things. And it was a work of art of evil. And so I think the shoes on the power lines resembled it. I don't know. 12 million seems like a lot of shoes. If you whisper elephant shoes. Right. Shua. Right, are you Jewish? Did you verify? Is there Israeli? I know there's Israelis here. There used to be a ton of Israelis watching the stream because, like, a lot of Israelis are cool dudes and they don't like their corrupt government either. Like, think about how much of the world would just hate Americans because of our military-industrial complex. Tons of Jews in Israel and stuff used to watch the stream because I clearly don't have, like, an irrational hatred of Jews, but I would call out a lot of the bullshit that they also don't like. There's no business like Shua business. Right. And so the whole narrative is all wrong. In Budapest, there are concrete shoes left along the Danube. Yep. Shoes on the power lines means someone has just been killed in the hood. I mean, Shoah is Holocaust in Hebrew. Thank you, Kraft Bear. Yeah, Shua. Shoah? Ah, whatever. Maybe that's a stretch. I made that connection. But the first shoes I saw having... And by the way, I'm not saying Jews didn't die in the Holocaust. They did. Fact. but it was used as a mind control technique. And one of the reasons why you can see the wooden doors and all the nonsense with the number and the number of 6 million before it even happened and all the pre-programmed. But like the thing that a lot of Jews should remember is it doesn't even matter. It's been so long and you have a life to lead that if you focus on the trauma of your ancestors, you can't live your life properly. And a lot of Jews are waking up to that and they're becoming very cool. The entire Russian government just resigned. I don't know what that means. No one likes the corrupt government. No. Like a homesteader in Israel and a homesteader here, is they have almost the exact same lives. Many Israeli streaming are paid military IDF agents. It's all a show. It's all a shoe. Oh, and a friend to the shoes. An enemy of the grabla. Still is used as a kind of control technique. The shoes are 100%. And Putin is not allowing dual citizenship. I don't know what any of that means, Lady QAnon Bear. Where'd you say that? New York Times? I'm not talking shit. I'm just like, I don't know what that means. Shoes on power. They do these like spooky things all the time where it's like, oh, all these people resign. Oh, this, they're closing all the Jew embassies in all the countries. Like, really be scared today. Look at the shoes. The fear is the whole problem. Anne Frank House is very fake. I guarantee there's shoes there. That's a good message. Sometimes you have to leave the negative times in the past. Exactly. And think about the Armenians who had a vicious genocide that isn't even talked about because in some areas it's illegal. Like some of their angst is simply like just acknowledge it. Not only has the Jewish Holocaust been acknowledged, it's been beaten to death to the point where it's causing trauma for Jews. All right, let me read this letter. Got to head out. Have a great day. Beautiful bet. Yeah, you too, brother. Putin is now king, I guess. I don't know what that means. You wouldn't even know or care if it wasn't for the internet. What's your life like? Putin is stepping down. According to who? Give it a week. It's like, according to the media that we've established are psychopaths who hate us. This is the facts. Okay, I mean, I'm gonna still keep crushing. I don't care if people don't learn some of these lessons. 6 million Poles died too, but no one is talking about them. There's no way 6 million. That's a fake number. Every time you hear it, it's in NASA all the time. 6 million. No one knows. No one fucking knows. My dad fought in World War II and said that number was high. Yet, here's the thing: you'll never know. Okay, if you talk about Putin, you first get Putin is with Chabad. Okay, you're in a mute. Well, if you mute me, I'm gonna go to your Reddit and post mean things. I don't care. If you want to start talking about Putin instead of listing these letters, you don't belong here. All right, here we go. But Big Bear, the supercut slope in North Korea is about to nuke Kauai. No, he isn't. But the shoes! They got these little Asian shoes! Okay. Putin was seen hoarding shoes. Right. If he takes over Payless shoes, then you can talk about it. Putin is taking over. Okay, you're now in a timeout. You'll start being banned. Putin is taking over the North Koreans! The Ebola! I mean, it's like, get out of that. Do you not have family that care about you? Duterte doesn't fire people. No. If you're really a dictator, you don't fire anyone. And you're hearing it from the media. Take your fancy shoes and get, yeah. Why have a chat? I don't know, but you're banned for life now. You don't have to ever chat. I just saved you a lot, no ray of sunshine. Very appropriate name, by the way. All right, he's now gone. Hi, Harry Bear. Hat trick for the mods, huh? Oh, yeah, we all got him. Nice. There are some there that I should draw a picture with Owen, friend of shoes. Yes. Poke the bear, get mauled, cause and effect, guys. Yeah. Putin is based. My best friend is Russian Muzzy. Yeah, I've always thought he was cool, but he's probably a sneak. I don't care. He's not my friend. He's not my neighbor. He has great high tops, though. If you see Putin's empty shoes, if you see the former government in Russia's empty shoes all lined up, and they're like, and just a little bit of ketchup, like blood, then you know it's real, real. All right. Big Bear, I'm somewhat new to the Bears in the last year to internet friends and active online in general. I watched every stream since March and have seen some old ones before I found you. I've explored some of the recent drama you've been going through, as it makes no sense to me why people that hate you are so obsessed with you taking you down, because they want to be me and they hate themselves and their own dicks. So gay, so gamma. I know. I'm learning how to not engage, though. I can't believe the lengths people go to because they can't look at themselves in the mirror and they need to project their issues and insecurities on you. Thanks for understanding. Seriously, I mean that. All right, thanks, BB, for the awesome stream. Anytime. I think Payless Shoes went out of business. Sounds like another Holocaust. Just mock it and it doesn't work. If you mock it, it no longer works. And they have to like find another like thing to psyop, like bicycles. And then the bike thieves are like, say what? I didn't understand, but then I realized that they're just acting like gay little bitches who have their worth wrapped up in being a bear, a troll, or clicks. Yes. It's female. Yes, it is. Except females don't even do it. I mean, some do if they get too wrapped up, but it's men acting like women. Because a lot of women are just, they don't do it, though. They just kind of... What would your grandfather think of your worth? I'm not a boomer who just doesn't get it. I just don't put my worth into my online cloud or persona. I'm just me, Bowler Bear, a 40-year-old family man trying to be a better man tomorrow than I was today. Half black bear, half polar bear. And all crushing. Is this you, Obama? If you didn't exist, I would still be me, but without the bear name. It's just fun to be part of a community and support what you like. Exactly. Dude, I think the bike thieves have more wisdom than the bike owners. I think being a little bit bike thief may help people. I'm serious. Like, what he's saying is just like, yeah, why don't some of the bike owners know this? All right. If this is a cult, then I am also in a Laker, Dodger, Ram homesteading cult as well. Exactly. I've heard so many different reasons why you are awful and why people would never be a bear, even if they like you, because I'm a special boy with my own fake persona online. I thought I would let you, everyone, know why I'm a bear and I support you. Number one, you're fucking hilarious as your root is, and as your root is Jesus. For me, my root of why I'm a bear is you're a comedian that makes me laugh. Number two, family's the most important thing to me, and I believe your message to young men is important as well. As we are all fallen and we all need support of each other. Number three, all caps, the gravy. I don't spiral or get offended by your theories and ideas if they don't line up with my belief system. Like Crow777 says, belief is the enemy of knowing. I mean, this is like listening to music. It's so beautiful. Number four, your journey. It's not the fake Facebook, Instagram wife that everyone else pretends to have. You are vulnerable and open beyond what anyone should expect from another, and I appreciate you showing us your life, the good, the bad, and the gammas. I was having this thought that a lot of times these online personas that are very branded, where it's like, hey, my brand is this, that's when the evil narrative can just start writing you into things. Don't be a brand. Don't be like predictable. Don't be like a hashtag, because that is when you get good people to do bad things, because they just start writing you into a narrative. All right. Number five, I happen to agree with you on most things. And when I don't agree, I don't feel the need to put a disclaimer out there. Most say some version of, I like Owen, but I don't agree with him on everything. Does anyone agree with everyone on anything? This should be a given, and in others' defense, if they need to put out a disclaimer. That's not defense. I don't say I love my wife and kids, but I don't agree with them on everything. I just say I love my family. Such a good example. I love my wife, but I don't agree with her on everything. Imagine how stupid that would sound. And that's what people do with me all the time. They're like, I like Owen Benjamin, but I sure don't agree with him on everything. It's like, we get it. You're a pussy. We get it. You don't want... Oh, God, men are so pathetic sometimes. Number six, the bear community. which I'm getting a little more active in, but I am there to make fun of this clown world and explore ideas, not to argue my point and wake up the masses. Yes! I don't even like calling people masses. They have to be willing. Did anyone really wake you up? Any of us? Influence, yes, but we had to be open to it. It was us who did ourselves with some support from above. Exactly, that's why I still, to this day, don't like Eric Dubé, because he tried to wake up me. He was like, wake up, I'm Sauvagnier. And I still, even though I now agree with him on the shape of the earth, I still don't like him because he tried to wake up me. All right. As a new homesteader, I learned a lot more about your honesty about the challenges than just the beautiful place of this realm that you have built with your family. Number 8, did I mention you're a comedian and I think you're funny? I think most forget that. Thank you. Some advice for the trolls and the bears. If you don't like something, don't engage. Go away. Yeah, but see, this guy doesn't understand gammas because he's so not a gamma. They can't not. The existence of something that goes against their fake reality that they've constructed because of childhood trauma, the existence of it drives them insane, so they have to continuously try to destroy it. That's why they're so evil. All right. Don't put your energy into the negative, and if you do, you're allowing... Yeah, but see, this could be a good advice for me. I don't engage anymore either. Because I was not understanding the reality of the troll and the gamma. Only do it behind the scenes. Only do it with law. Only do it with security. Me engaging with them doesn't help. I'm explaining this to people that the more they understand gamma males, the better their life will be. I like Owen, but I wish he would show us his bike. Oh, there he is. Harry Bear, hilarious. Rape wake is never a good way to wake up. Yeah, a rape wake is terrible. Don't put your energy in the negative, and if you do, you're allowing those dark forces to control you in this life. Right, it's great advice to the Gamma and for the Big Bear. Be positive, be honest with yourself and others, have empathy, move on, and grow yourself and a family. And this is from a half black. So all you proud whites out there who don't even know any of this shit, it's time to start listening to our bike thief friends. It's why we are here. Basically, get. Big Bear owes you nothing. He's just a man like you and me. Thank you for the laughs, the gravy, sharing your life and your journey. You're doing great, kid. Bowler Bear. That was one of the best letters I've ever gotten. Thank you. Like truly, it made me very, very happy that someone understands. All right, let's continue. He comes for the gravy. BB, I just saw Jordan Sather said that I don't agree with everything he says. BS after YouTube. I was like, unsubscribe. Yeah, fuck any of those people. I don't agree with everything he says. What specifically? Oh, the stuff that gets me in trouble. Okay, you're of no use to anyone. But I have my job. Yeah, you're getting fake money that the bottom may fall out at any time. So if you don't have any actual value to people, no one cares. It's kind of like a comedian that isn't funny. I'm seeing Hollywood riddled with these people, and it's like, do you think that there's a place for you in the future? Because there isn't. Oh, I got some $2 bills. I hope that doesn't mean you think I'm a homo. Oh, and dearest Big Bear, inside this envelope, you will find only gravel. Also, since I'm currently on Gamma Mute, I figured I'll explain why I tip 11 lemons and how I use them. I see the lemons as a clap button for basically an applause. Yes. And the reason for tipping 11, 22, or 33 is because in numerology, those are builder numbers. Interesting. I would like more explanation, though, because right now I just think that it's kind of retarded. Like, people always say builder numbers, but it's like, how does that number build anything? All right. I figured if there's any truth to that, maybe it would help to build the bear community. I love this guy. It can't hurt. Yes, I know this may sound strange. No, I love it. Sounds strange? Look who you're talking to, my man. Thank you for the countless lessons you teach and always remaining humble. Can I be officially verified as Dimitri Bear? Welcome, Dimitri Bear. P.S. Congrats on number 3, and I wish nothing but the absolute best for you and yours. Beautiful letter. Love it, buddy. Yeah, it's like, you know, if it works, great. Builder. Oh, and I loved your bit on Obama. Dig a little deeper. Harry Lennox in a mask as Obama. Who the hell is Harry Lennox? Is it, if it's wake rape, if you finish asking for a friend, oh boy, wake rape. That is a long one. I'm going to read after. I'll read a little bit of this. I like truck drivers. They're good people. Oh, thanks for the gravy. They can't lick our dick, Nixon. Is that a real poster? They can't lick our dick. Greetings. Before I either make you laugh or get you pissed off at me, let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm a 63-year-old truck driver. I've been driving over the road for almost 40 years, the last 20 owning my own rig from Niagara Falls, New York. Every time I go to Niagara Falls, I always have to piss. I've been trying to get the word out about the real nature of all reality, handing out thousands of DVDs, pissing off family and friends for 25 years. When I first started listening to your downloads almost a year ago, I almost got down on my knees to thank the creator, realizing we had finally turned the corner and have become mainstream. I don't know if you call me mainstream, but I do have a big reach. I get what you're saying. All those years of toil have been justified, even though I didn't think I'd see it in my lifetime. Now to the meat of the matter. The little joke I've been playing on you. Back a number of months ago, you'd be opening up mail and you'd get a letter from a guy calling himself Faggot Bear, and he'd explain that he always sent you a dollar bill and a picture of his dick. I thought that was so hilarious that after way too much time alone driving on the road, I thought up a stupid little shout out to you. I've been planning on sending you some honey. I've supported and continue to support numerous truth tellers over the years. I got some pretty decent quality pictures of some famous guys named Dick. Then I put the return address name on the envelope as Faggot Bear. I then wrapped the honey in a piece of paper with the likeness of George Washington from the $1 bill, but the George giving a little smirk. Get it? If you want to see the previous letters being opened by you, you can find them at number 1, Dick Cheney, number 682, Why They Hate God, 1 hour 14 minute mark. Number 2, Dick Cavett. This is amazing. He's been doing this whole time. 694, Growing Pains, 5745 mark. The stream is somewhat graveled. Number 3, Dick Van Dyke. Did you ever get this one? Hope you get a chuckle over it. Side note, Owen, our class song for high school was Time by Pink Floyd. LaSalle Senior High School, class of 76, Niagara Falls, New York. By the way, thanks for the beautiful Christmas card, buddy. Keep crushing. Super top secret. Hey, Owen. Oh, dude, that's my bike. If this is any good, you might want to keep it on the down low so it doesn't get stolen like your bike. Dude, my bike was a dyno. Anyway, I got this idea for a bit for your next after getting pulled over while riding in my buddy's pickup for him having an expired. And that's the same exact type of bike I used to have. That's a dyno. All right. You start the bit off by talking about people's IQs, then you go into a different environmental factor that can lower IQ points, like they see fluoride in water decreases IQ by up to 10%. Numerous easily found studies showing this figure. Then maybe, if they say that vaccines and autism is halfway true, then we're talking major IQ reductions. At this point, the audience is thinking you're going into major, much-needed and appreciated gravy ladling about things most of your fans are aware of. Then you hit them with, I'll tell you what I've found to be the quickest, I think I know where this is going. Or no, I was going somewhere else. I'll tell you what I found to be the quickest and most severe cause of reduction in IQ points, flashing red and blue lights in your rearview mirror. That's pretty funny. You're a smart guy, Owen. I think you can probably take it from there. If not, give me a call and I'll help you up. I was going to say, you know, fluoride, but do this long thing and be like, but I think the number one thing is just being black. That's like a Norm MacDonald delivery. It's like, well, you know, they say fluoride lowers your IQ by 10%. You know, they also say that, vaccines can lower the IQ. You can always tell someone about factoring in the amount. But the number one thing is having black skin. Anyway, Owen, you have no idea how much finding you has upgraded my assessment of just how much all of us are moving the ball down the field. I kind of felt it because of my belief in the nature of the goodness of the universe, but finding you really gave me a boost to my view of our overall progression. Your buddy and eternal universe maintenance, Paul. Gasport Bear 2. My little brother Phil, who turned me onto you, was Gasport Bear 1. The endless river forever and ever. That was beautiful, man. What a great letter. So, is that fluoride or the number one cause of IQ reduction is being black. That's where I thought it was going. That wasn't Faggot Bear. That was a guy making fun of Faggot Bear. But yeah, there's a lot to be really happy about. You know, it's like for so many years, imagine knowing all this shit and having no one to talk to about it. You know? All right, Big Bear, Owen Benjamin, the original bear, or OB, the OB. You're doing great, kid. Enjoy Grabble for your babble. We were so happy to see our art, letters, and currency on the bear stream and that they brought you joy. Keep up the great work. Ursa Manor. That's the three wise men. Happy. Oh, this is awesome. They drew me this. That's really cool. Thank you. This guy is great. Oh, thank you. Is that Norm MacDonald impression? Yes, Survivor Bear. I think it sounds a lot like him. I guess it wasn't good enough for you. BB, I tried to tell my friend that Michelle Obama is a man, but he doesn't believe me. Well, just show the picture of the dick in her pants. And I'm pretty sure they'll figure it out pretty fast. A lot of synchronicities happening lately. The fact that that was a dino, maybe I talked about it in a stream one day, but the fact that that bear, oh, thank you, some nice bracelets. Dear Big Bear, I discovered you just before you stopped drinking White Claw. When you started talking about kombucha, I gave it a try. Since then, I've lost 25 pounds. Stopped drinking coffee and started eating only once a day. Recently, I started making beads and jewelry and polymer clay. Might be verified as Beater Bear. Welcome, Beater Bear. If you start having some kids, you'll be Breeder Bear. My daughter is also listening. She and her husband are shopping for a farm so they can grow food and have goats. Love it. Guess who will get to mind the animals and gardens while they're off with my grandchildren enjoying life? Smiley face. God bless you and your sweet daily. You're doing great, kid. Much love, Miriam, a.k.a. Beater Bear. Thank you, Miriam, and congrats on the weight loss. All right, here's the last one. There's a couple videos of Michelle rearranging. Oh, I mean, at this point, it's beyond a dude. The $2 bill's 11 of them in serial number order. Thank you, Dimitri Bear. It's slightly intense, but, you know, I appreciate it. I mean, I appreciate the gift, but, you know, very intense. Merry Christmas from the High B. Oh, I'm not going to tell you I'm not going to say the whole name. Beautiful children. Some high IQ Asians. All right. Dear Mr. Benjamin, I'm a general fan of your work. I'm an atheist who spent many years wallowing the waters of leftism. However, when I decided to actually have a family, leftism and leftists became increasingly incompatible with who I am becoming. Oh, you mean because you saw the gifts from God? Anyway. A father with children. Yes, the left is anti-life, anti-children, anti-human, and left. It's not even about left or right. I think we have to address the first thing, the atheism. All right. And the left operates Ponzi schemes for the benefit of the sociopathic elite. If it makes you feel any better, their daughters are usually really promiscuous. Anyway, glad to see your family is growing. As for gods, I spent 25 years believing in the alien Mormon god of Kalub. That's fucking intense. When I finally rejected their god, I couldn't really cause myself to believe in other gods. However, I fully accept the traditional religions couch evolved morality. When people leave religion, they often toss the baby of evolved morals out with the baby bathwater of mysticism, and then next go right off a cliff. It's a very good point, very astute of you. All in all, I want more evangelical Christians in the world, not less, more Amish, and yes, I'm in favor of the conservative Protestant Jesus meme. I realize that as per your shows, my stance is not enough from your perspective, probably. No, it isn't. I understand. This is common. When people are alienated because of a religious situation, they have a hard time reconnecting. It's like some people that don't want to get remarried. This person sounds very good. But I feel bad for people that can't have faith when they're good. Like, this person is very good. But, you know, trauma causes a lot of shit. I'm rooting for this person. I think they're awesome. But at least I managed to kick out four wonderful kids with a feisty wife before it was effing too late. Keep rocking the boat the way you find to be of most value. Sincerely, Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah, your family's awesome. Look at these pictures. Yeah, I mean, there's God all over the place in this. But I know you feel it, but you also are like, you know, you're hesitant. And why wouldn't you be? Especially when you start when you're really young and then you find out that, like, you know, someone's diddling a kid or people are hiding funds and you're like, fuck all of it. And it's an honest, and you know, and it's an honest journey. And I'm sure that some people are living the life Jesus told them to more than some people that are constantly talking about how Christian they are and how everyone else is wrong and only they are going to heaven. All right. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, I think. At Owen Comedy on Twitter, at Owen Comedy on Instagram. Yeah, check out the merchandise though. We got some new stuff. I think BB is awesome. Thank you. Will you have Adam Green on as a guest? No. No. I wish him well, but I'm not into the despair porn. I'm not into the whole, like, the Jew is about to build the third temple. There's an argument that the temple is right here. That's why they're called temples, guys. Forgive your parents for Mormonism, as GLP said. Yeah, but some Mormons are some of the best people I know. I think a lot of it has to do with the specific institution of their church. Like, I know some great Catholics that are real Christian, real good family-loving people. And then you look at old man in the Vatican and you're like, what in the fuck is that? Yeah, super chat. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35. And let's land this plane. Let's just watch a little bit more Bliss, and then that'll be it. Oh, did we release all the lemons, Coddington Bear? Release the lemons if you're still there, and I will just show my little slice of heaven here on Ursa Manor. This is just George. Oh, I forgot to tell this story, even if it's an extra 3 minutes. Just watch. All right, so... All right, I'm just telling this story. You can watch it from the beginning if you want. So, George, like, alpacas are legit. Like, they can take out a coyote. And so, George was playing with the alpacas, and they were, like, pawing at George. And he's like, I think that they were, like, starting to scuffle a little. And George looks at him, and he's like, you think you're crazy? And the alpacas are like, yeah, we're crazy. And George is like, I'll eat your shit. Because he did. He just looks at the ground. He starts eating their poop, the alpaca poop. And the alpacas were stunned, you know, because they're about to throw down. And George is like, yeah, you want to see crazy? You guys want to see crazy? And the four alpacas are like, yeah, 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 we're crazy. It's like, yeah, watch this. And he just starts eating their shit. And they're like, the alpacas froze. And they're just like, dude, we don't want to mess with this dog. And it's like, yeah, I like it. Because they started, like, roughhousing again, and the alpaca started spitting on George, like, pff, pff, and George just, like, started going, and they stopped spitting on him. They're like, we've done the math on this thing, and it's not worth it. And they're like, he's like, dude, I'll eat everyone's shit. And so then he got the high ground. It's almost like the David Hogg thing, where it's like, big laughs. Yeah, dude, it's like the David Hogg thing, where it's like, oh, you think you can ban me from Twitter? I'll get a bunch of Mormons in Utah to sing along to the song. And they're like, let's just leave this guy alone. And I'm like, that's what George is doing. Like, the alpacas were trying to bully George. He's like, oh, yeah, you guys think you're tough? And they're like, we outnumber you. We're huge. And he's like, yeah, watch this. Nom, 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 nom. And dude, it worked. It worked. Like, the alpacas were like, we don't want to fuck with this guy anymore. And then George's like, spit on me! And they're like, no, we don't want to. They're like, we're out of here. And then he's like, I'll roll in your shit! Okay, final plugs. At Owen Comedy on Twitter. Coddington Bear does a great job. At Owen Comedy on Instagram. Unauthorized.tv, every bit helps. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, every bit helps. And tell a friend about dlive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. Let's keep growing here because this place seems to be cool with me, which is a very pleasant surprise. And so spread the word about this channel. Attend the live. You can watch him for free on replay for 3 days. Become a subscriber if you want. Much love, guys. Great time today. And tomorrow we have Sage Akwe, Mike Williams. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. And if all else fails, just eat your enemy's shit and they'll be really scared of you.